This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, how did our cattle trade today?
Extremely terrible, Leslie. We saw feeder cattle with limit down closes, and we was limit down for a large part of the trade. Our live cattle had higher trade overnight, but they also fell to the downside. On the good side was boxed beef at midday, $1.59 higher on choice, $1.67 higher on selects, moved 71 loads. Saw a small kill, 108,000 head of cattle today. We also picked up some 165 cash trade in Nebraska, also good news. Our stock market being hard to the downside today also put pressure in our livestock markets. October live cattle down $1.40. December we're down $1.45. November, January feeders down the $3 limit, along with December lean hogs being down the $3 limit.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Neighbors Midwest Farm Shows has been our longest running sponsor of a daily farm and ranch news email. They produce the Tulsa Farm Show each December, have for 20 years, and for many years also the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. In 2014, though, it's a new name for the Southern Plains Farm Show, the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Still produced by Midwest Farm Shows, still a great event at State Fair Park, and you can learn more by going to their website at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com. Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Tom, what's going on in the grain market today?
Well, the grain market's all two-sided trading at times today, but by the end of the day, only the wheat managed to find a little bit of support. We continue to see our corn harvest behind normal. Our soybean harvest is also behind normal, but also has seen a pretty good jump from where it was the previous week. We're now 40% harvested. Our winter wheat planting is 68% done. That's in line with the average five-year average out there. But other than that, today is a pretty quiet news day, but I think our markets are starting to run out of a little bit of that steam that's been taking them to the upside lately. That short covering that had been supporting the grains just wasn't there by the end of the day. December Casey wheat closed a penny and three quarters higher. March Casey a penny and a quarter higher. December Chicago wheat was down 3 1/4. December corn and March corn down 9.5 cents. November beans and January beans both down 12 1/4. And December cotton down 45 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.